Asia and the Middle East. Lands, 48. Population, 4,222,869,785. Publishers, 674,608. Bible studies, 662,736. Village conflict avoided. On their way to attend a funeral, a group of witnesses traveled through a small village in Indonesia. A pioneer noticed some young people at the roadside. He talked to them and left the brochure, "Listen to God and Live Forever." Sometime later, a sister passed by the same place on her way back home. A man who was holding the Listen and Live brochure in his hand approached her and thanked her for giving it to his children. "This saved my children's lives," he said. The sister, not aware of the initial conversation, asked what had happened. The father explained that the youngsters had planned to attack a certain village. In accord with local custom, they intended to avenge an assault on one of their friends. However, when the boys read the brochure, they learned that people who fight with others will not inherit the coming paradise. So they calmed down, abandoned their plan, and went home. A potentially dangerous conflict had been avoided because of the Bible's message in the brochure. A transvestite makes changes. Rek grew up in a traditional family in Cambodia, but from a very young age, both he and his twin brother felt that they were female. They played with dolls and were interested in dressing in girls' clothing. Their mother was confused and ashamed and did not know how to stop them. They would leave for school dressed as boys, but immediately change into girls' clothing once they got there. At the age of 16, the twins entered a beauty contest for transvestites and were noticed by the entertainment industry. This led to their being featured in television shows and comedy acts. Soon, Rek adopted a homosexual lifestyle and associated with other transvestites. Rek's mother began attending church and made Rek go with her. Although he agreed to wear men's clothing, he refused to cut his long hair. The pastor often made demeaning comments to Rek and ridiculed his lifestyle. Even so, Rek thought that he would try to study the Bible at the church. The first week, he got up early and cycled several miles to the church, but the pastor did not feel up to teaching and excused himself. Rek was disgusted when the pastor did not even show up the second week. However, when Rek got home, his twin brother told him that a woman had visited and offered a free home Bible study. She had left the book, "What Does the Bible Really Teach?" The twins began studying with the sister and her husband. After 6 months, Rek's brother felt that he was not ready to change his lifestyle, and he stopped studying. Rek, on the other hand, was deeply affected by 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, and saw clearly what he had to do. By means of diligent study, Bible reading, prayer, and meeting attendance, he was able to clean up his life. Rek's mother is also studying and making good progress. When Rek was baptized, his mother said, with tears in her eyes, "I'm so happy to see my son get baptized as a man." He now serves as a regular pioneer. A spiritist changes her ways. Orya was a practicing spiritist, healer, counselor, and fortune teller. A special pioneer couple serving in Haifa, Israel, met her in the house-to-house ministry. She greeted them with the words, "If it's about God, come in." Her home was full of items connected with spiritism and mysticism. She claimed that she received messages from God, some through the spirit of a deceased rabbi. The offer of a home Bible study in the Bible Teach book appealed to her. Just 2 days before the couple called at her home, she had prayed to God to send her someone who could teach her the Bible free of any rabbinical interpretations. Within a month, she asked, "Are there other people who share your beliefs?" She attended a congregation meeting and was impressed by the warmth and love shown to her. She has attended regularly ever since. After 2 months of study, Orya asked about an upcoming assembly. Isn't it at assemblies that one can get baptized? If so, you've got just 2 months to get me ready for baptism. As a first step, she threw out all her expensive spiritistic paraphernalia. She then quit working in that field and began witnessing to others, presenting the Bible Teach book and magazines to all her former patients and clients. When she fell sick, she refused to turn to her previous healing methods. Giving up her former profession left her without an income for 4 months. Yet she set certain conditions for work, 4 days a week, 6 hours a day, to allow for theocratic activities, and she eventually found suitable employment. Then she sold her large house and rented a small apartment. In due course, Orya qualified for baptism, but a week before the assembly, she broke her leg. Undaunted, she was baptized anyway, but with her leg in a cast. Today, Orya is an active publisher, witnessing to former clients and conducting Bible studies. A cult member finds the truth. A Bible study was started with deaf twin brothers in a remote mountain area of the Philippines. Both belonged to a cult that believed that weapons could not harm the members as long as they wore certain amulets and scarves for protection. They had been trained in the use of knives, bolos, and guns, and had participated in many battles against rebel groups in the mountains. The cult allowed them to study the Bible with the understanding that the witnesses would not force them to leave the cult. The brothers, of course, encouraged the twins to make their own decision based on what they were learning from the Bible. One of the twins felt that he could not make the necessary adjustments in his life in order to serve God acceptably. The other, however, kept studying. To encourage him, the brother studying with him opened the Bible and explained in sign language, "Your name, Samuel, is in the Bible." The Samuel in the Bible served the true God Jehovah until he was very old. You too can faithfully obey Jehovah. This touched Samuel's heart. If my name is in the Bible, he reasoned, then I too must take Jehovah's side. He informed the cult that he was leaving the mountains, and he burned all his amulets and spiritistic items and made rapid progress. He is now a baptized servant of Jehovah, zealously helping other deaf ones to learn Bible truth. A child faces persecution. Rajiv lives in a remote village in northern India. When he was 9 years old and in the fourth grade, his school teacher, one of Jehovah's Witnesses, taught the children moral standards with the help of the book Learn from the Great Teacher. Rajiv drank in this information and began to apply it. He told his teacher that he had stopped telling lies and fighting with his schoolmates and was sharing his food at lunchtime with those who had none. As he learned more about the promise of paradise on earth, he began to tell this good news to others in his village and to people he met while traveling on the train. This annoyed and embarrassed his parents. They told him to stop talking about Jehovah and Jesus. When he continued, they began to beat him, and his mother would take away his clothes when he returned from school so that he could not go out and talk about his newfound hope. His parents did not allow him to sleep on his bed, and they restricted his food. When these measures also failed, they called a priest to change the boy's thinking. The priest stayed in the home for several days and tried to force Rajiv to bow down to an idol. When Rajiv said that the idol was just stone and was not a living god, the priest replied that the boy should see through the heart. Only then would he see God in the statue. Rajiv took a piece of paper and wrote on it 100 rupees. He gave it to the priest and asked him to buy some chocolates and bring back the change. The priest said that he was not a fool. This was just a piece of paper and had no value. "If you look at this through your heart," replied Rajiv, "you will see real currency in this piece of paper." Angrily, the priest pushed the boy's head down in front of the idol. "You have forced my head to bow in front of this statue," said Rajiv, "but you will never bow my heart." Finally, the priest left, saying that it was impossible to reform the boy, and that if he stayed any longer, he himself would lose his faith. Rajiv's parents then moved him to another school, but he has not stopped talking to everyone who will listen to what he says about Jehovah and the promise of paradise. Now 10 years old, he continues to rely on Jehovah for help to keep his faith strong. She found the Bible she was looking for. While Larissa was witnessing to an employee at a bookstore in Armenia, a woman entered and asked the saleswoman for the New World Bible. The saleswoman said that she did not have such a Bible, but could offer her a local Armenian translation. "Is it easy to understand?" asked the customer. The saleswoman read a few verses and said, "It seems understandable." Unconvinced, the customer insisted that she needed to find the New World Bible. Larissa suddenly remembered that she had her own Armenian Bible in her purse. She showed it to the woman and asked her to read the title. The woman read, "New World Translation." It was the very Bible she had been looking for. The customer explained that her daughter and son-in-law in Greece had just started to study the Bible with Jehovah's Witnesses. Since they had not yet learned Greek, they asked their mother to bring with her an Armenian New World Translation on her next visit. Our sister handed the Bible to the woman and said, "Please give this to them and tell them that it is a gift from Jehovah." The woman was elated when Larissa also offered to help her study the Bible. They exchanged telephone numbers so that the woman could start studying as soon as she returned from Greece.